hard to believe that it's getting that close. But kids, it is. Now, let's listen for the sound of the workshop. Hold on. Get my megaphone out here.
Paging Santa Claus. Paging Santa Claus. Can you read us in the North Pole, Santa?
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, Merry Christmas, yes, Paul. And hello, boys and girls, moms and dads, and children of all ages. We are here in the North Pole once again tonight with a very busy weekend in front of us. Lots of toys to prepare because, you know, a week from Monday, we'll be making our trek. And, of course, one of our many stops will be in Boston. And I have my little elf, Jill, in studio with me to help us out tonight.
Hey, Santa.
Hello, Jill. I know we've been talking all day about some of the toys that need to be made yet between now and Tuesday. And I also have to tell you that Paul sent me up a little something that he thought you would like. He sent it to us from Boston. Tell me if you like this.
Oh, I love it.
Yes, he said, what is that? Deep purple. Deep purple, right. These elves, they like the rock and roll sometimes. So it's there.
Paul knows it. He has it right on the money.
Did you hear it, Paul? That's a hit.
Thank you. I knew she'd like it.
Okay, let's go. Who are the first children on line tonight?
All right, Santa, line two. We have Hope, who is 8 from Abington.
Oh, hello, Hope, and welcome to Santa's Workshop at WROR.
Good morning, Santa.
How are you, Hope?
Good.
Did you shovel out all of your snow there in Abington?
Yeah.
That's good. You know, we never see pavement in the North Pole. There's always snow. It snows almost every day. But enough about the North Pole. Hope, what's on your Christmas list?
I'm talking to my mom. I want a Nintendo DS game, a dollhouse with cars and dolls.
Dollhouse and the Nintendo DS games. Anything else we should put on there?
A car.
A car?
And dolls.
And dolls. This is, what kind of a car are we talking about here, Hope?
A
minivan
car.
All right, you know I love your name because I always believe as Santa Claus, people should never give up and always have hope. And you have the perfect name for that, Hope. Your parents must have known what they were doing when they named you. Thank you, Hope. Have a wonderful night tonight. Do you get to stay up later because it's Friday night?
Yes.
What time can you stay up till tonight? I know you're only 8.
10 o'clock.
Whoa, double digits. Busy time. All right, Hope, good night. I'll see you in about a week.
Yes.
Mary. Bye, sweetheart.
All right, Santa, line one. We have Mikey, who is 5 from East Bridgewater.
Let's give it to Mikey. He'll like it. Hello, Mikey.
Hi, Santa.
How are you, sweetheart?
Good.
That's good. So what's on your Christmas list, Mikey?
A PSP and Wii games.
Well, you speak very nicely for only 5 years old, Mikey. Nice and strong. And, Mikey, are you in kindergarten now? Is that right?
Yep.
And how do you like it?
Good.
Yeah, do you have any buddies you hang out with there in kindergarten?
Yep.
Who's one of your pals?
Connor.
Oh, Connor, yes. He's been a pretty good boy this year, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, Santa will be paying him a visit as well. All right, Mikey, have a great night tonight.
You too.
Good night, honey.
Good night.
All right, Santa, line three, we have Kristen, who is 7 from Everett.
Oh, hello, Kristen.
Hi.
Merry Christmas, sweetheart.
Merry Christmas, too.
Now, what is on your Christmas list, honey?
I want a little electric guitar. It's red and white, and I want a drum set and a bell from your sleigh and a... and a husky webkin.
You know, I did notice that nice list of things, Christine. You just kind of slipped in a bell for my sleigh. You're trying... Santa's writing these down, and I wrote down, bell from sleigh? Whoa, ho, 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 ho. Well, I'll see what I can do about that. I have some of my bells in my WROR workshop studio, Christine. Are you getting excited for Christmas?
Yeah.
Yes, I know, me too. All right, honey, we'll do our best for you on that list, and thank you so much for calling me tonight.
Yep.
Nighty-night.
Bye.
All right, Santa, line six, we have Kayla, who is 8 from Franklin.
Hello, Kayla.
Hi.
Merry Christmas, honey.
Merry Christmas.
And what's on your Christmas list?
I want a beanbag chair and a bike.
Beanbag chair and a bike. Well, now, I have to tell you, Kayla, you can't sit on the bike with a beanbag chair. You know that, don't you? That would be a funny-looking bike, Kayla, if you put a beanbag chair on the seat. I'd have seen the elves do that.
Yes, I know. Herbie has done that.
But I don't want Kayla to try that. All right, honey, we'll see what we can do for you for Christmas. What time can you stay up till tonight? It's Friday night.
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, don't go to bed later than 10. You got to get your sleep. Good night, Kayla. Thanks for calling me.
All right, Santa line 5, we have Justin, who was 6 from Everett.
Hello, Justin.
Hi, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Santa.
Thank you. What's on your Christmas list?
A drum.
A drum? Oh, let me see. Santa has a couple of drums here. Which ones do I have? I have the big drum. I've got my big kettle drum. Well, I've got a little single drum, and I have my double drum. We got all kinds of drums, Justin. We surely can find one that you'll like. What else do you have for Christmas?
A webkin.
A webkin, okay.
A bell from your sleigh.
Oh, wait a minute.
Another
now.
Another one.
I think we started something here. Santa will go home ringing his bells, and here's what you'll hear. A whole lot of nothing. I've given up all my bells. All right, Justin, we'll see what we can do for you. No promises on these bells, though, honey.
All right, Santa line 4, we have Molly, who is 9 from Shrewsbury.
Hello, Molly. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Santa.
How are you tonight?
Good.
That's good. So what's on your Christmas list, Molly?
I want a chocolate cell phone.
Oh, those are cute, those chocolate cell phones. One of the elves had one. Of course, they don't have any phone service, but he was testing it out just to see how it lights up. And what else, Molly?
I would like a Wii.
Okay. They're very popular, and we have so many on the list, but we're going to do our best to take care of you there, Molly.
Okay.
Have you been a good girl?
Yes.
I thought so. What grade are you in now, Molly?
Fourth
grade. How's school going so far this year?
Good.
How do you think the report card's going to be?
Good.
I thought so, Molly. We'll cross our fingers for you up here. Merry Christmas, Molly.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, where are those little elves? Elves?
And now, 105.7 WROR presents another letter from Santa's cyber sack.
Dear Santa, this is from Ryan Lucy, age 4 years old, from Malden. And Ryan would like a Fisher-Price pirate ship. Santa can do a pirate. Listen. And a whale and octopus that goes with it. He would also like SpongeBob Legos. Remember a couple of Christmases ago, we had so many of the SpongeBob SquarePants?
Oh, we had so many of those.
Just never stop. A Pokédex and a Pizza Elmo. Well, you're making me hungry. Brother Dylan, age 7, would like the Underdog movie, Meet the Robinson video game for Nintendo DS, a floor hockey set, a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle van, turtle in a half shell, turtle power, and move some webkins. I think we meant Morse webkins. Maybe. Love, the Lucy boys. We'll do our best. Paul, do you have something good to play down there? You hear that? That's our special equipment on our way to the North Pole, trying to reach Santa Claus. You know, he's far too busy this time of year to come to visit us, so we've got our way to get to him. Back. I hear it now. Paging Santa.
Right here, Paul.
And Merry Christmas, everybody. As we get ready to answer more of your emails, which I should be telling you about in case you haven't already known that, if you go to the WROR website, you can email Santa Claus directly there. Just scroll down the page and you'll see where you can do that. And also, of course, as many people as we can talk to on the radio at 617-931-1057. That goes to WROR, and then they send that phone call right to me in the North Pole. So children, remember, turn down your radios, because sometimes it takes a little longer for you to hear it on the radio than when we talk right on the telephone.
All right, Santa line 3, we have Benjamin, who is 5 from Salem.
Oh, hello, Benjamin. Merry Christmas.
Hi.
How are you tonight, Benjamin?
Good.
That's good. So what's on your Christmas list?
A video game and that was
Well, not a real alligator, just a fake one.
Oh, you had me worried for a minute, because if I put a real alligator near Rudolph, I don't think he'd come with me. All right, Benjamin, we'll see what we can do. You like the alligators, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, they're pretty neat looking, especially when they really don't move. All right, Benjamin, have a wonderful night, and we'll look for you Christmas Eve.
All right, Santa line four, we have Ethan, who is 7 from Berkeley.
Hello, Ethan. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus at WROR at the North Pole. How are you tonight?
Good.
That's good, Ethan. So tell Santa what's on your list.
I'd like to have Lego Star Wars, please.
Okay. You like Star Wars?
Yes.
Who's your favorite character in Star Wars?
I would have to say R2-D2.
He's funny. I like R2-D2. When we had another child ask for something from Star Wars, was it Darth Vader?
Darth Vader, and somebody asked for Anakin also.
Oh, that's right. Right. Oh, the elves are on top of all of this. I am your father. And what else is on your list, Ethan? Did you mention the Legos?
What?
Did you mention Legos?
Yes.
Okay, Ethan, then I think we're pretty well covered. If you think of something else, just drop it to me in an email. I'm still looking at them all the way up until Christmas Eve. It's really never too late for Santa.
Line five, we have Jakin, who is 8 from Dorchester.
Merry Christmas to you, Jakin.
Thank you.
And how's everything with you tonight?
Good.
That's good. You have a nice weekend in front of you. Then let's see, Jakin. Next weekend is a weekend before what? I'm forgetting. What did you say?
Christmas.
Oh, that's right. How could I forget? All right, Jacob, just testing. You passed the Santa test. Now, what's on your list?
A baseball that can't throw.
Okay. Now, what type of baseball was that again?
A baseball that times your throw.
Oh, wait a minute, Jacob. I think I was reading your email. Yes. No, wait a minute. This is from somebody else that is asking for the exact same thing.
I'm Drayden.
D-R-A-Y-C-O-S.
Oh, then it is you that I'm talking to. Drayden Coyle, age 8. Yes, and you've also sent me some questions. How big are your elves?
Well, yeah.
Do you know how tall you are, Jakin?
No.
Drayden, I'm sorry, sweetheart. If you're only 8 years old, I'd say you're probably maybe 4 foot tall. The elves are another foot shorter than you.
Okay.
Yeah, just to give you a point of reference, I see another question you've written to me. Does your belly really shake like a bowl full of chili? If I laugh real hard, it sure does, Britton. It's just like a big bowl of Jell-O. What's your favorite flavor of Jell-O? That's Santa's big fat tummy. All right. And now I see exactly what you want, a World War II toy rifle, because you love history and baseball. And then you told me to have a safe trip, and that's very sweet, and I'm going to work on all of your presents for you, Drayden. Thank you. It's pretty ironic that I would have your email right in my hand just as you're on the radio with me. Well, have a great weekend.
Okay. Thank you, Santa. Bye.
Bye-bye, honey. Boy, that must have been in the stars.
I know.
But when I heard the baseball that times your throws, I said, wait a minute. I just was reading that someplace here.
All right, Santa line six, we have Austin, who is 10 from Pepperell.
Hello, Austin. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
And how are you tonight, Austin?
Excellent.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. That's a nice response. Now, what's on your Christmas list?
Well, a Millennium Falcon kit.
Millennium Falcon. Yes, those are cool.
A Lego Star Wars TIE Crawler.
Okay.
And I think that's it.
Well,
oh, no, wait. Actually, a Star Wars Battlefront 2
yes.
For the computer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're really into the Star Wars, I see.
Yeah.
Now, who is your favorite character in Star Wars, Austin?
Han Solo,
yes. He's a good one. All right, Austin, we'll have a good weekend. I'll see you in a little more than a week.
All right.
Merry Christmas, honey.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Bye-bye.
All right, Santa line seven, we have Travis, who is 5 from Somerville.
Hello, Travis. Speak nice and loud into that telephone so Santa can hear you.
Hi.
How are you tonight, Travis?
Good.
That's good. So, what would you like for Christmas?
A diamond pearl.
for GameCube game and a Ratatouille game for GameCube and that football punching game.
Okay. That was the football punching game, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. All right, Travis, are you getting a little excited for Christmas?
What?
Are you getting a little excited for Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, Travis. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right, Santa line 8, we have Kevin, who is 13, from Brockton.
The moms and dads are probably saying, Santa, you're getting them all pumped up. They'll be peeling them off the walls. Till Monday. Night, that is. A week from Monday. Hello, Kevin. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Santa.
How are you, son?
Good.
That's
How
good.
Are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What grade are you in now that you're 13?
Huh?
What grade are you in now that you're 13?
I'm 7th grade.
Excellent. And what is one of your favorite subjects, Kevin?
English.
Good. Good subject. Now, Kevin, let's get to business. What's on your Christmas list?
My mom will like, I like a black Nintendo DS.
Okay.
An MP3 player.
Yes.
A portable DVD player.
All right.
And my sister's S11. My sister's S11, they want, a bike.
A bike.
And two Nintendo DS.
Okay, now, I thought you were going to get all the electronics, but I think one of your sisters will get one, too, then. That's good, Kevin. What are their names? Tell Santa what their names are.
Natoria and Natasha.
Are they
twins?
Oh, they're twins. My goodness. Can you tell them apart, Kevin?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Santa can tell them apart, too. All right, Kevin, thank you for calling me, and we'll see you at the North Pole. Paul, are you down there? We'll do this thing again for Jilly the Elf. I just do that because I like to make her laugh. Paul, can you hear me? As we've been working together now for, I don't know, 4 weeks? One more week before Christmas, and we're making our connection now with the North Pole. Santa and his little elves are there. Santa, do you have a couple of minutes to talk to the kids?
Oh, of course I do, Paul. We always have time to talk with the children. That's what we're all about here in the North Pole. And we have some emails coming into Santa's cyber sack. You can email us at WROR.com and then just click on Santa. This comes from Sarah. Dear Santa, I have been a very good girl. Well, Santa knows that because I see you when you're naughty and nice. My name is Sarah, and I'm 5 years old. For Christmas, I would like a magical Disney princess oven that won't burn me because it cooks with ice. We have those.
Oh, we have those.
And a new doll with clothes. Well, of course, we put the clothes on it. Games for my Leapster and my own ornaments for the Christmas tree. And if I'm really good, can I have my own television? Well, she's only 5. I'll tell you what, Jill, why don't you write down next to that TV could be.
Okay, I definitely will.
My brother and I will leave you cookies and milk for you and carrots for your reindeer. I do have one question. Does Rudolph really have a red nose?
Hold on just a minute. Rudolph, come here for a sec.
That's a little Sarah wants to know if you really have a red nose. So why don't you tell her?
I sure do.
There. See?
Have a good look at it. It glows.
Oh, it does glow, Rudolph. All right. Thank you. He's funny, Rudolph. All right. Now, let's see who's on the telephone. Let's get right to it.
All right, Santa. Let's go to line 4 to Adam, who is 6 from Maynard.
Hello, Adam. Merry Christmas.
You do.
And so what's on your Christmas list, Adam?
A Nintendo DS.
Yes.
And a power tool, electric guitar thing, and a couple of games for the Nintendo DS.
Okay, Adam, you speak very nicely. Santa can understand you so well, way up here in the North Pole. So, what grade are you in now, Adam?
First
grade. How's school going so far?
It's going good.
That's good. And do you have any best friends that you play with at school?
Yep.
Give me the name of one or two of them.
Sam and Thomas.
Okay, Adam, that sounds great. Now have a nice weekend, and I look forward to seeing you in Maynard on Christmas Eve. Good night, Adam.
Bye.
All right, Santa, let's go to line 1 to Anastasia, who is 11 from Braintree.
Hello, Anastasia.
Hello.
Merry Christmas, sweetheart.
Thank you.
And what's on? Thank you. And what's on your Christmas list?
Well, I would like a pink laptop because I like to write a lot, and my brother would like a Wii, and a few games to go with it.
Okay, now tell me, since you're 11 and you do like to write a lot, what kinds of things do you write?
When I grow up, I want to be an author, and I like to write stories, and I like to think of stories and write them down.
Well, if you ever write a good story about Santa Claus, you make sure that you email it to me so that I can read it.
Okay.
Thank you, Anastasia.
You're welcome.
Good night, honey.
Good night.
And you keep working hard to be a writer. That sounds like a great profession.
All right, Santa line two, we have Zachary, who is four from Everett.
Hello, Zachary. Merry Christmas.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
Good.
That's good, Zachary. Oh, my goodness. It must be getting close to Zachary's bedtime. It's almost 7 o'clock where you are. Well, we better get your wish list on with Santa right now. What do you have?
Hi.
Hi. What is on your Christmas list, Zachary?
The lightsaber.
Oh, another Star Wars, huh?
Yep.
What do you like from Star Wars? Who's one of your favorite characters?
Darth
Vader. Okay, anything else on your list, Zachary?
Cars.
Cars?
Yep.
Oh, Santa always loved cars. I have a sleigh now, but I've always loved them. All right, Zachary, thank you, honey. We'll see you Christmas Eve.
All right, line three, we have Brittany, who is 7 from East Boston.
Hello, Brittany. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
So what's Brittany want for the holiday?
I want a Wii and a Barbie doll.
A Barbie doll. Yes. Very good. Do you have any dolls now, Brittany?
Yeah.
But you don't have a Barbie, correct?
I have a whole bunch of them.
Well, you love Barbie dolls.
Yeah.
Do you have any of those Ken dolls?
Nope.
Don't want any of those, right, Brittany?
Huh?
You don't want any of those, do you?
No.
All right, honey. We'll work on the Barbie for you. Thank you.
All right, Santa, line five. We have Nicholas, who is 8 from Uxbridge.
Hello. Oh, it's you, Nicholas. How are you?
Nope.
Merry Sorry. Christmas, Nicholas. What's on your list, sweetheart? Speak right into the telephone, Nicholas. Tell Santa Claus what you'd like for Christmas.
I'd like a big iPod.
iPod?
I would like a Zelda DS.
Yes?
And I would like Alvin and the Chipmunk song.
Oh, Alvin and the Chipmunk, Santa and the Reindeer always laugh on that one. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. Sounds a little bit like Rudolph and the rest of those little elves. All right, Nicholas, we'll try to get that for you for Christmas. And thank you, and stay nice and warm in Uxbridge. I know it gets a little cold there. Last winter when we came by, we could tell. I almost thought I was in the North Pole.
Oh, I know. It was very cold.
It was. Dear Santa, my name is Samantha. This comes from Santa's cyber sack. And I would like an IME, some drums. We have a lot of drummers in Boston.
Yes, we do.
And I would also like a penguin and a turtle, Webkinz. I've been very good this year. I help my mom and dad and sometimes my brother. But he is 14 years old, so he does not need help that much.
No, he doesn't.
I'm 9 years old, turning 10 in April. You can surprise me with the other gifts that you have in your sack. P.S. Don't forget to take care of the poor, from Samantha in Saugus. Thank you, Samantha. We always work on the poor as well. Paul, if you're ready, we're going to turn it back to you, and then we'll have some more children on the air in just a couple of minutes.
On the phone from the North Pole, we have a special line there. And we're once again reaching out and trying to make contact with Santa Claus. Once we hear that room of his, there's a little bit of toy noise that comes up in there. Oh,
it is. Paging Santa Claus. Santa Claus, are you eating that hot, drinking that hot chocolate? How did you know? What, do you have a monitor here where you're watching me? Yes, I do have my hot chocolate. And we have some marshmallows in them tonight, too, because it's very cold here in the North Pole. And we've got lots of work to do. And one of the things I enjoy most is talking with the children of the Boston area.
All right, Santa, line one, we have Nicholas, who was 7 from Hudson, New Hampshire.
Oh, hello, Nicholas. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Santa.
And how are you tonight?
Very good.
That's good. So, Nicholas, what's on your Christmas list?
Well, it's this toy called Mega Mac Playset, and my sister Madeline wants Puppy Gross Knows Your Name, and my sister Olivia wants Baby Alive.
Well, that's good. You're doing all the work for the family, and Mega Mac replace it is what we're talking about for you, though. I don't want to forget that, Nicholas, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, son. You're a nice little boy. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. All right, Santa line four, we have Justin, who was six from Chelmsford.
Hello, Justin.
Hi, Santa.
Welcome to Santa's Workshop here at WROR and in the North Pole. So what can we do for you for Christmas?
Well, I'll have a police car.
A police car? All right. And now, have you seen that any place, this police car?
Well, I've seen one at Walmart. It's, you know those police cars at Walmart?
Yes, yes, we're very familiar. We give them some of those cars. All right, I just wanted to make sure which one, because there's several of them out there. Okay, that's a good one. Now, does that make some noise when it goes?
Yeah,
it has a little siren or something, right?
Santa?
Yes, Justin.
Could I ask you something?
Sure, you can ask me anything.
When I'm done, would you have time to speak to my sister?
Well, Justin, I'll tell you what. We can maybe talk to her off the radio, okay?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Are you done now, though, Justin?
Huh?
Are you finished?
No.
Okay, go ahead, son.
And you know those bazooka marshmallow guns?
Yes, the bazooka marshmallow guns, yes.
Do you still make them?
Do I still make them?
Yeah.
Well, we have a few left in the toy area. I don't know if anybody else has asked for them yet. We'll have to check with the elves. I know they're a little hard to find now. They were very popular a while ago, and we still had some left on there that we hadn't given away quite yet. So, Jill, you want to check on that?
The bazooka, I will check on that for you.
Marshmallow gun.
Okay, I will check on that.
Well, sometimes the elves like to eat the marshmallows before we put them in them, as you might imagine. Okay, Justin, thank you, son. Have a wonderful weekend.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Santa line three, we have Trinity, who is five from Methuen.
Oh, hello, Trinity. Trinity, speak right into your telephone and talk to Santa in the North Pole. Can you hear me, Trinity? Well, I think Trinity is either very nervous or she's run to the bathroom.
All right, let's go to line five to Emily, who is five from Middleborough.
Oh, hello, Emily.
Hi.
Merry Christmas, honey. What's on your Christmas list?
Streak and Style.
Streak and Style, yes.
And a Bobby guitar.
Okay. Emily?
A moon sand.
And moon sand. Emily, do you know how to sing Jingle Bells?
Yes.
Why don't you sing a little for Santa? It always makes me happy. Let me hear a little Jingle Bells.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, we're fond of history riding one for Sophie's sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, we're fond of history riding one for Sophie's sleigh.
Elves, everybody applaud for her. She's excellent. Woo-hoo! Excellent job, Emily. Thank you, honey. You did a splendid job. See you Christmas Eve, honey.
All right, Santa, let's go to line six to Dylan, who is four from Rochester, New Hampshire.
Hello, Dylan. Merry Christmas.
Hi.
How are you? What's on your list, Dylan?
I'm going to be Captain America.
Captain America, okay.
And the Green Goblin.
And the Green Goblin, yes. All right, Dylan. Thank you, honey. Have a great weekend.
All right, Santa line eight, we have Kevin, who is seven from Brockton.
Oh, hello, Kevin.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Mm, Merry Christmas.
And what would you like for Christmas, Kevin?
Well, I like a puppy.
A puppy? Or a real one or a toy one?
Oh, a real one.
A real one, okay.
Toy one with a puppy door.
And puppy board games. No, you want some board games and the puppy.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin, what grade are you in now?
Second.
Second grade. How's school so far this year?
Good.
That's good. All right, Kevin.
No, any... wait, whoa,
whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You have something else for me?
Baby Alive, slip
and serve. Baby Alive?
Yeah, for my sister.
Oh, for your sister. Okay, Kevin. Thank you, honey. Have a nice weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye. Oh, boys and girls, call Santa. We can talk a few more times before this Friday night is up. Paul Perry Show as we go to the North Pole one more time to speak with Santa tonight. Actually, we have two more times. We try to stay on schedule because we know Santa is extremely busy.
You know, this is what they call his busy time of year.
Oh, you're not kidding, busy time of year. That's an understatement. And don't forget, children, you can email me at WROR.com. Here's one from Michael. Hi, Santa. My name is Michael. Please bring the state of Massachusetts some shiny new plow trucks and new watches so they'll know when to drive them. Then people won't be on the highway for 5 hours. I love you, Santa. Well, you know, when it comes to, I could probably give everybody in your area some tips on getting around in the snow, because, you know, Santa's pretty good at that. Dear Kris Kringle, I've been very good this year, and I think I deserve some good presents. Some things I would like to receive include the following: a mathematics book, a map of the world, encyclopedias, a microscope, and tickets to see Soulja Boy. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas. I love you. Love, Roberta. Age 10 3/4. And I know that's not the Soulja Boy, Roberta. I was just having some fun.
No, it's not. All right, Santa, line 4, we have Justin, who was 10 from Lowell.
Hello, Justin.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
Good.
That's good. So, would you have a Christmas list you can share with Santa?
Yes, I have. Me and my little brother, Pete Paul, want WWE things.
Right.
And my little sister would like a baby things, like baby toys.
Yeah, the things for the girls, right? And anything else on that list, Justin?
No, but I have a question.
Yes, go right ahead.
Do you like chocolate milk instead of regular?
Well, that's a good question, Justin. I haven't had that one asked of me lately. Well, usually I have the chocolate with the cocoa, so I don't often have it cold, as in chocolate milk. So with my cookies, I prefer just to have the regular white cold milk. If you're weren't going to leave me any cookies, I'd like the chocolate milk.
Okay.
So, chocolate milk with no cookies, white milk with cookies.
Okay, have a nice Christmas.
Thank you. You too. Say special hello to our little elf, Jill.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Jill. So what else do we
All
have?
Right, Santa. Line 7, we have Olivia, who was 7 from Roslindale.
Oh, hello, Olivia.
Hi, Santa.
How's Olivia tonight?
Good.
That's good. So what's on your Christmas list, honey?
A laptop, a cell phone, a DVD player, and and that's all.
Well, that's a very nice list, Olivia. Thank you for calling. Now, what time do you have to go to bed tonight? I know you're only 7. Well, on Friday night, do you get to stay up a little bit later?
I go to bed at 9.
Okay. Well, you have a little time left. Don't forget to brush your teeth, honey.
Yep.
Okay. Nighty-night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Santa line 2, we have Brendan, who was 6 from Hanover.
Hello, Brendan.
Hi.
Merry Christmas, and what can we do for you tonight?
I really want a Nintendo Wii.
Okay, a Wii?
Uh-huh.
And what else? Anything?
A skateboard.
Skateboard, yes. And you need a helmet with that, don't you?
Yep.
All right, get a helmet down there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What grade are you in now, Brendan?
Fourth?
No, first.
Yeah.
Yes, first grade. Do you have a best friend in school, Brendan?
Yep.
What's his or her name?
Tom Wine.
And what's your teacher's name?
Mrs. DiBala.
Make sure you tell her Santa Claus said hi when you go back to school on Monday, okay? All right, Brendan, nighty-night. See you soon.
All right, Santa line 3, we have Kayleen, who is 10 from Dorchester.
Hello, Kayleen. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you, honey. So what can we do for you this year?
I would like a Wii, some games for Wii, and a set of drums with an electric keyboard.
We're going to have a real combo going on over there.
We're
going
to have a big band going on.
That's right, Kayleen. And we'll be coming to your house for New Year's Eve. All right, Kayleen. Thank you, honey.
All right, Santa line 6, we have David, who is 9 from Lowell.
Hello, David.
Hello, Santa.
And how are you tonight?
Good.
That's good. So what can we do for you this year?
I want a Wii.
You want a Wii. Now, have you played the Wii game at somebody's house, because you don't already have one? Do you have one of your friends has one, or a cousin, or somebody?
Yeah, my cousin.
Cousin, that's what I thought it was, the cousin that had it. Which games does your cousin have?
He has Crash and Mario.
Do you have any special games that we might be able to bring you if we can get you that Wii?
Yeah, maybe Crash.
Okay, then your cousin can come to your house and play with your Wii.
Yes.
That's right, David. Well, have a good weekend, okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, same to you, sweetheart. Good night. All right, boys and girls, Santa's going to really have to rush pretty soon. So tell you what, give us a call, and I'll have Paul transfer them right to me in the North Pole, and we'll have one more round of calls from the children and also some more emails. So that's what you need to do.
And we're going to the North Pole for Santa Claus one final time this week, then one more week where you can call Santa before he comes and pays you a personal visit. I think I hear him right now.
Oh, yes, I will be there for a personal visit, Paul. I'll even be visiting you.
Oh, jeez. I'm touched.
Well, you can tell me that. We have an email here. Dear Santa, my name is Katira, and I am 12 years old, and I want a Wii system and a couple of games my whole family and I can share. I also want a digital camera, an iPod, and I want the Singing Machine Top Load CDG Karaoke System SMG137.1. Do you know what that one is?
We do have that.
We have that downstairs?
Yes, we do.
Okay, I want a Hannah Montana meets Miley Cyrus CD, too. And the last thing I want... I am me. I also wanted to say that I am really grateful for another baby sister. At first, I thought it was a babysitter, but this is another baby sister. I said and thought, well, you know, it's good to have a good babysitter, but this is for a baby sister. She will be born in March. I finally have a baby sister after 12 years. I'm really happy.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yes, Santa's happy, too. Are the elves all happy? The elves
we are.
All happy. Everybody's happy. All right, so who else is on the telephone?
All right, Santa, line 4, we have Pamela, who is 6 from Leominster.
Hello, Pamela.
Hello.
Welcome to Santa's workshop in the North Pole here at WROR. What's on your Christmas list?
Moon sand, a Polly Pocket race to the mall, and some board games.
Okay, do you have any idea what kind of board games you like?
Monopoly.
Ooh, Santa plays Monopoly with the elves all the time. They tried to buy up all the railroads. And then Rudolph wants to have the race car as the pawn. Oh, do you know how he always grabs
that? Oh, he always grabs for that.
And in that, sometimes Santa's stuck with the thimble. All right, Pamela, thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you on Christmas Eve.
All right, Santa, line 3, we have Ariana, who is 5 from Lowell.
Imagine having the thimble. Who can win with the thimble? Hello, Ariana. Merry Christmas, sweetheart.
Hi, Santa.
Hi, sweetie. What's on your Christmas list?
A baby alive, a baby bed, and a baby diaper, diaper. And baby Bubba the baby stuff.
So we're looking for some baby things this year, right?
Yep.
That's a great idea. You'll be playing mommy with them, and I'm sure you'll be a great mommy, too. So, Ariana, you're only 5 years old. We must be getting very close to your bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, sweet
Santa
dreams.
Claus.
Yes, honey.
What's your favorite reindeer?
Well, I don't have a favorite reindeer. You know, it's kind of like asking a mommy and daddy to pick their favorite child. I love them all. They're all so different. And same with the elves. Each elf is a little different from the other one. So I think I love them pretty equal. But thank you for asking. And I look forward to seeing you at Christmas. I'm glad you were thinking about that.
I'll come later.
Good night, honey.
All right, Santa, line 5. We have Travis, who is 6 from Temple, New Hampshire.
Hello, Travis. Merry Christmas.
Hi.
And how are you?
Good.
That's good. What's on your Christmas list, Travis?
I want a castle and a pirate ship, please.
We love those pirate ships. Did you watch any of the pirate movies or anything? How come a pirate ship this year, Travis? Any idea? I mean, have you seen a show with the pirates or something?
Yep.
Yes, I thought so, Travis. All right, Santa will work very hard to bring those to you Christmas and have a great weekend.
All right, Santa, we have Kelsey on line 1, who is 8 from Walpole.
Hello, Kelsey. How are you?
Hi, Santa. I'm very good.
Oh, you sound very nice, Kelsey. What's on your Christmas list?
I like a Wii and a Nintendo DS, and same for my brother, Aiden.
Is he older or younger?
He's younger than me.
How many years? How old is he?
He's 5 and he'll be 6 in January.
And remind me, Kelsey, when is your birthday again?
My birthday's July 8th.
Oh, July. That's a wonderful month to be born. Santa has some very good friends in the North Pole born in July. I like that month. Of course, it doesn't get too warm here in July. It does where you live there, though, in Walpole. Well, Kelsey, thank you for taking time to call me tonight in the North Pole.
You're welcome.
Hey, listen, Kelsey, you live in Walpole. I live in the North Pole. We have something in common. Good night, honey.
Good night.
Uh-oh. Paul, can you still hear me?
I do, but it's breaking up a little bit.
I think our signal is just about done for the week. Children, call me on Monday. Email me over the weekend. Good night, everybody.